Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. So good to have you with us today. What a beautiful, perfect day in southern, sunny California. Last week I was complaining about the heat, but somehow the humidity broke. People know I'm from Florida. When I say it's humid here, they laugh at me. But man, we were suffering from it all weekend and it broke and it's just a beautiful day. Today I have a very special guest. I'm very excited to have her share with you what she's learned about authenticity and how to express your voice. I just love her viewpoint. But first I'd like to make a little bit of an announcement. I'm starting to work on my next Dare to Be Authentic book of contributing authors. It's going to be called Dare to Be Authentic, Let Yourself Prosper. And this book is all about prosperity and how sometimes it's necessary for us to open ourselves up to prosperity, to let go of certain things that may not be letting prosperity into our lives. So if you have a story to tell about prosperity and authenticity, just give me a call, 954-243-7297, or go through my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. And now I'd love to introduce my guest for today. Her name is Carrie Severson, and she's a story coach. What she does is she helps women embrace their voice and uncover what their voice is here to say and find ways to structure that voice into a story format. That's a really beautiful thing. This could be in the form of an article for a magazine or as a speech, as a speaker, or even as a book. I think what Carrie does is amazing, and I can't wait for her to tell you all about it. Hey, Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Good. So we talked a little bit a few weeks ago, and you told me about what you do, and I found it so fascinating. I had to have you on my show. So tell us a little bit about your path to becoming what you call a storyteller. I love that name, storyteller.
Yeah, me too. I've gone through various forms of expression and finding that actual term. But my journey really started in childhood. I had a really hard time expressing my really, truly my authentic self as a kid. I call myself an empath, and I felt a lot. I've always taken on other people's stuff and emotions, and you know, like I was a friend to everybody, and had a really hard time expressing me. And over, you know, throughout high school, I would find different forms of expression as a way to sort of get all that emotion out into the world. So I loved dance classes, and eventually I found writing, and writing was a healing component for me. It was a way for me to kind of dive in a layer deeper without having anyone to really tell me that I was doing it wrong or that I wasn't good enough. Along the way, I decided to go into really sort of explore journalism as a way to be a part of a industry that was telling stories about people that were making a difference. And honestly, that's sort of how I started my journey to helping other people share their stories began. I've been in the publishing business for 20 years, have a background in journalism, have been published in magazines and newspapers over 1,000 times. And eventually, I started learning how to share my own story just by way of being in an industry that allowed me an understanding of how to share publicly, as journalists do. You know, they're putting their name on something and putting it out into the world, and thousands and thousands of people are reading it at the same time, learning how to share my voice started by sharing other people's stories. And then eventually just started learning how to share my own through personal essay writing, through public speaking. And now here I am today where I help other people express themselves and find their voice and put it down in a format that fits that story.
That's fantastic. How do you feel when you help somebody come out kind of their shell almost and you guide them to this? How does that feel for you, Carrie?
It's exciting for, there's like a well of emotions that are all blended together. I can feel it in my heart. I can feel it in my belly, my gut. I'm usually like laughing and crying and dancing at the same time while I am watching my client shift and change and, you know, discover her own voice. So it's definitely exciting for me. And it's really cool to watch the excitement of my client and like watch them have that light bulb moment and then be on that ride with them.
Exactly. I love that. Very nice. I do publishing.
Yes.
You know, I have clients that I do publishing for, and it's a similar situation, helping them to get what they've written out to the world and seeing them grow and seeing them maybe being a little shy at first, not knowing how to present themselves, even sometimes not wanting to be very visible, you know, because it's a big deal. It's a big deal to show yourself, you know. I call this show Dare to Be Authentic because being who you are and showing the world who you are takes a lot of courage. And that can be really scary, even for me, who I've been doing it for so long. It can be a little scary. Did you feel that at first when you were putting yourself out there in a more authentic way?
Yeah, when I went from being a journalist to an essayist. So there's so many different titles that you can have in this idea of storytelling. Journalism, essayist, author, writer. I think we all sort of identify with different titles. I definitely went from being a journalist telling other people's stories to telling my own. When I did that, I started doing that with blog writing. When I launched a business in 2001, and what was so fascinating for me, a simple blog on a website would be seen like 4 more times than any other page on my website. So knowing people were reading it and they were seeing me as an essayist helped me sort of like, literally I felt it like pulling me by my heart forward, as if giving me permission to say that they're looking to hear from me authentically, truthfully, in a raw, real way. That gave me like a stepping stone, and like how it was my bridge of actually going in and seeing seeing the statistic of this, what my blog had a spike whenever I launched a new blog. So it was scary, but I literally would lean on that statistic as if to give me permission every week to say, it's actually being read. People want to know me authentically.
Right.
So I'm going to keep doing this.
That's fantastic.
I think for people though,
go ahead.
I was going to say for those though who don't have who don't have a blog or don't have that public way, and they getting started is really hard, right? It's like a bridge. There is some fear of being visible, and I work with that a lot. Every story that I would write or put out there, the bigger the story, the more fear I had to move through, and just trust that I'm being guided in this direction for a reason, and my story is important, the message here is important, and I'm going to move through this fear to be visible. But every story that I would put out there, I would feel my own little process and almost roller coaster of emotion. I had to move through something every time I would put a big story out there, though. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely makes sense. And I don't know, for me, it seems that the more I do it, the less scary it gets. So, but if it's something completely new, and I'll give you a little example, one of the things I do, which I don't talk a lot about, is angel readings. I was gifted with the ability to read angel cards, and it just came in a very easy, unusual, surprising way. And so I first kept it hidden, but then eventually I put it on my website, and I do some now and then. But it was really scary for me because I had never seen myself as delving into something. Some people think it's so woo-woo or, you know, out there. And
right.
So stepping into that and making that public was really scary for me. And I thought, ooh, what if my clients think I'm just too out there, you know, or what if my listeners think, oh, now what is she talking about? But you know what? People received it so beautifully. So that gave me the courage. That was my sign. Like you say, your sign with the people reading your blog. People were congratulating me and wanting to set up sessions. And I'm like, wow. So, yeah, I fully understand that. So tell me, I'm thinking as we talk about this, what keeps someone from sharing their story? I mean, you said sometimes they don't have a way, a method, you know, they don't have a platform.
Right.
But what other things can keep someone from sharing their authentic story?
I see a number of reasons. Usually when I'm working with somebody, I can sense when they're stepping literally into fear and are ready to just back off. And I hear things like, who am I to share this story? I hear, what if, it's usually like they're convincing themselves that they're in a position, like they're, who am I to share the story? Why would anyone want to read the story for me? So there's that mindset.
Right.
And then there's another mindset that happens where they're so scared to share because, or out of fear, that a family member or a close personal friend is going to judge them or be mad at them for sharing. And so there's two very different mindsets, but those are the two most common that I recognize or that I've worked with clients around. It's the mindset of, I'm not important, this story isn't important, who is going to read it because it's mine, or I shouldn't speak about this because my family or friends would be mad at me.
Right. It's
so
funny
both of
that
those are
really
strong
opposite.
Fear.
And they're kind of opposite sides of the spectrum. No one's going to read it, or people are going to read it, and then I'm going to get repercussions for it. I get that a lot with my authors. And actually, it has happened. It's happened to some of my authors, especially in our books of contributing authors, where they share a story and family members do get mad. And they say, oh, that wasn't the truth, you know, because they're still trying to hide the truth. And so, yeah, that's a real fear, and it's something that does happen. But these fears can be overcome, I think, just stepping into the writing, if you're writing something, it's very writing based for you, right? For your clients?
Yes. So with my background being in journalism, when I started a storytelling business, I started by helping women write short stories and get published in magazines, newspapers. And then we moved progressively into how do you turn that essay and article into a speech in a workshop? Because they go hand in hand. And then it turned into, how do you turn this into the bigger story and write the book? And so my storytelling business has had an progress all of its own. And because I'm well-versed in all three of those aspects of storytelling, I love working with women on all of those. But it is mostly writing.
Okay. Yeah. And there's something, I think, very cathartic about writing your story. I found that in all my stories that I've written or books. Originally, they're stories that eventually turn into books, but writing it out for me, especially my very first book, just allowed me to heal from so much. And when you write and you have to edit and read it over and over again, you just begin to heal from this. At least that's what I experienced. Mm-hmm. Have you had that with your clients as well?
Yes, actually, in a mastermind I had this morning, we talked a lot about the rewriting process, because so oftentimes we, as writers, we get stuck in this idea of perfection. Like, that's maybe another reason why so many people get stuck and they never share their story, because they're fearful of the amount of time it's going to take, or in the idea that it's never going to be perfect, and so they don't ever start. Mm-hmm. But the rewrite process, I think, is a big hang-up for a lot of writers, because we're always in that cycle of reading our material, rereading our material, writing our material, and it's so hard to, you know, when you're not working with a professional, it's hard to get out of that cycle into the publishing process. But it is so therapeutic. It's so healing. I love it. And I have to say that when I'm writing something, I tell my clients to heal their story before they share their story. So when I'm working with somebody, I like to work with them when they're on the tail end of that really therapeutic part. And I think that journaling and, you know, maybe even a first draft is where the healing comes in. The really deep healing. And then when you're at a point where you can share your story to help others heal who are going through the same experience from you, the writing of the book is freeing. It's joyful. It's a celebration. It's you literally standing in your truth unapologetically, your authenticity, and your triumph. And so there's so many different stages of writing and storytelling in general that I think we, I mean, there's celebration, there's healing, there's, it's a beautiful, beautiful expression. I'm really grateful that I've gotten to play in this field for so long.
So wonderful, Carrie. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And when we get back, you're allowed to call in. If you have to call in to ask a question or just to make a comment, our call-in number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and we will be right back.
Who are you?
I'm a wife, a mother.
Who are you?
I'm a sister, a daughter.
Yes, but who are you?
Well, I have a busy career.
Who else are you?
Well,
at midlife, we often find ourselves in the midst of changes, and roles that used to define us no longer seem enough. We need to get back to finding our authentic selves. Second Spring Adventures, helping you answer the question, who are you? SecondSpringAdventures.com.
Well, welcome back, and we have a caller on the line, so let's check out who's calling in. Hi,
hello.
You're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Who's this?
Oh, my name's Jill.
Hey, Jill. Thank you for calling into the show. And what questions do you have for us or comment?
I just excited to be on the show. I just tuned in late, and I wanted to be over here, and this is how I connected. Is this Dare to Be Authentic?
Yes, you're going to be authentic. Yes, did you have a question for Carrie? Or were you just listening in?
My question is, my question was, is how do you do this call-in type of show?
Oh, okay. Well, we can talk about that later. So,
okay.
I'm sorry. That's okay. You don't have to be sorry at all. There's a reason why you called. So I am going to take down your number, and I will call you back and tell you all about how to do a call-in show. Thank you so much.
Terrific. Thank you.
And keep listening. You'll still be here. Just keep listening.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, Carrie, are you still there with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, good. Well, I'll make sure I didn't lose you in the meantime. So let's talk about, I wanted you to talk a little bit about, once your clients have shared their story, And now they're doing their speaking, or their book is being published, or they've got an article in a magazine, whichever way it might be. What begins to happen to them?
It's so fun to watch that. Because I can see it. I can see it from the moment that we start working together. The confidence that they have expands, and they move into things like, one client has been accepted to speak at conferences, is now writing for national, big women's platforms as a paid writer. So oftentimes when we start in this journey, we're getting published on platforms that are maybe in their local community, local papers and things, and then expanding. It is really cool. And they start to see the connection of how their journey led them to this point, and then all these new possibilities start to come in. So I look at storytelling as almost like a magnet, a law of attraction tool, where when we're sharing our story, we're expressing ourselves, and we're moving in that direction of being able to help others learn the lessons that we've learned, we're then allowing something new to come in, and, new opportunities start to show up for them. So it really is very such a phenomenal new thing. But, new businesses have popped up, new speaking opportunities have come in, new writing opportunities have come in. A lot of times I'll see an author will get published on one magazine outlet, and an editor at a second outlet will call or email and ask them to write for them. And it's a very cool, just unfolds, right? Just keeps on rolling down that road.
That's beautiful. You know, what I love about that is that once this story is out, the author can see that people are helped by it. People are are touched by it, and that to me that's the whole point of writing or speaking or whatever it is, that somebody will hear your message and it will change something in them, give them some hope or give them some excitement or encouragement or whatever else it might be. I think that's the main reason why most of us do this. So, it's just a wonderful feeling to see clients do that. That's great. So I wanted you to share with the audience winding down the show, how they get a hold of you, Carrie.
Sure. So I play in a Facebook group called The Unapologetic Voice. You're more than welcome to join me there. My website is carrieseverson.com, and you're more than welcome to contact me there. I do love to have connection calls with people who are looking for ways to get published in magazines or get up on stage and create speeches. But the Unapologetic Voice Facebook group and my personal website, carrieseverson.com, are the best ways to get find me, connect
Fantastic.
With me.
Fantastic. Very good. I just love that title, Unapologetic Voice. And one of the reasons is people apologize so much. I notice that my clients, male and female, mostly the women are more apologetic, but even some of the men, they're forever saying, I'm sorry for every little thing. I may point something out or just ask a question and they may misunderstand, whatever. They're always saying, I'm sorry. And I'm always telling them, you got to stop apologizing, just do it. So I think that's a really powerful name that you picked, because we do not have to keep apologizing for who we are. That's what I feel.
What do you
feel about that?
It came to me actually through my own journey of sharing my story. And when I started learning how to share more authentically, and write really personal things about overcoming burnout and being an entrepreneur, being a single entrepreneur, I found myself being even more brave in the way that I would express myself. And really it was that bridge that led me to this idea of being unapologetic in my voice. because my gift is expression, and it's really hard for some people, but it came naturally to me, learning how to hone it and own my story and share it has been a process, and learning how to be confident and comfortable and unapologetic was really, it's been a long journey, but yeah, absolutely. I feel so good with it. And
yeah,
so my clients do too. And so when I started getting feedback on, because I actually went through a pivot, the Unapologetic Voice is my brand name and my direction, but it, that's not what I started out with. And when I when I shifted, I got feedback from my clients that it was really powerful. I knew I was, you know, on the right path. So
that's great. That's beautiful. Did you ever feel? Did you ever come across people who were not so positive? In other words, they made you want to apologize, even if you weren't going to apologize. Let's touch on that other side for a little bit, just out of curiosity.
Did I come across people who were like sassy about
who were more negative about it? Yeah, who didn't like so much you sharing your authentic voice?
I have seen that, but it's always been much more positive than negative. And my whole thing was, for the people who do take that extra step to be purposely hurtful, I have had 20 years of practice with, I mean, because it's as a, I would get some, I've had, you know, nasty comments in all my writing throughout publishing. So I've had a lot of practice of being able to accept the fact that your response to me is you. It's not me. And so I've learned how to pull that off of me and stay detached from their reaction to how I show up. And that was just one more way for me to be like, but this is who I am, and I'm okay with it, and I'm really excited about it. So I'm not going to apologize for you having a negative reaction to me showing up as me. So
this is
one more way for me to, like, confirm I was doing the right thing.
That's awesome. And I had to ask you because it came into my head, because I know it doesn't matter what we do. There's always those who have to give a negative response. So I wanted to see how you dealt with it. I wanted the listener to hear that. That's beautiful. So, Carrie, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener today?
Yes. So to the listener who is just starting out, understanding that the situation that they just came through is an experience that gives them an opportunity to share a lesson, share a story. The best way to get started is to set time in your schedule to literally just be with your thoughts and get them down on paper. Get them out of your head, get them out of your heart, get them on paper by hand first, a journal or a notebook, and just give yourself permission to express. That will help give you some clarity on where you're supposed to take the story, if the story is meant to be shared, or if it's literally just meant to come out and, you know, land in a journal. But your story is important. Your voice is important. Don't keep it to yourself.
Wonderful. That's beautiful. And it is important. Every one of our stories, every one of our lives is important. And we're all here for a very special reason. I say that to my clients. You know, you were made to here for a purpose. You were put here for an amazing purpose. And as you step into that, you'll see how wonderful it is. And some of them can't even believe that. Well, thank you so much, Carrie, for being on the show with us today. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
And thank you, listeners. Just want to remind you, I do publishing, Dare to Be Authentic Publishing. It's called DTBA Publishing. So if you've already got a book out there that you want published, contact me. I'd be happy to help you with. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for being so loyal and for being with us today. If you have a story that you don't know how to get out, please contact Carrie. She's absolutely lovely, and she will be happy to help you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.